The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Putting on my old finance hat for 1 second, I used to say the best investment was a Vanguard S&P 500 index fund. Admiral shares if you had enough to invest there. You would not get rich quick. There might even be some longer stretches where you lost a little money. But over the long run being a working life, accepting that market return would give you a nice place. I quickly followed that up with the line, but if you want to get really filthy, stinking rich, you've got to put all your eggs in one basket. And you better be sure of the basket. So, no lottery tickets. Yeah, I lost all 6 lines last night. It's the difference between the ancient philosophical advice, moderation in all things, and what the tech bros would call the singularity. In the theology of the Church of England, they used to like to say that they were the via media, the middle way. At that time, the middle way was between papism and Puritanism. Although, over just what middle course the Church of England was charting would move around. Set contrary to any middle way approach would be slogans like grace alone, faith alone, word alone, or no salvation outside of the church. Now, I start with that contrast between muddling along a middle way and a singularity, because Christmas is a singularity. Nothing after is the same as before. Before Christmas, God has not taken mankind into himself. After, God was true man. Before Christmas, the Son of God might have been begotten of the Father before all worlds. After Christmas, the Son of God was born of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary in a very specific time and place. If you've ever read C.S. Lewis's Space Trilogy, he has a very interesting way of capturing that singularity. Earth is the dark planet because because it has fallen. But the other planets are populated. And the intelligent species of the other planets are various in their forms. I should add that the older species are. But God in those books is still creating. And all of the newer intelligent species are human. Ransom, who's the heroic human character, asks why. And one of the non-fallen intelligent creatures looks at him like, "You poor fool," and answers, "After the creator of all things took a specific form, do you think that form could be broken?" The incarnation is a singularity. It never happened before, and it won't happen again. And things are different before and after. And this is the big thing about singularities. You can't muddle your way through them. They're like Zeno's ancient paradox. If you're going to go from zero to one, the middle way would say, halve the distance each time. 1/2, 3/4, 7/8, 15/16, and so on. But if you do it that way, you'll never make it to one. If you are making it zero to one, you've just got to go and make the big leap. Now, with most singularities, when they happen, what came before quickly vanishes. When the car came along, it didn't take long for horses to become a hobby. When we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, everyone knew that war was now something completely different. If we ever found ourselves in another world war, there would no longer be a world. That's what those tech bros think that they are doing, making humans as obsolete as horses. The silicon intelligence will keep a few of us around like we keep horses. Personally, I doubt their story. Go back to Lewis's intuition for the reasoning. But Christmas is the power of God. And it's a singularity of God. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. If this was any normal human singularity, you'd have all darkness or all light very quickly. Zero to one. But that's not what God has done. This old world and the kingdom of heaven exist side by side, overlapping even. The true light, which enlightens everyone, came into this dark world. That singularity happened. God is with us. That light shines. And that light is for everyone. Everyone who wishes to come into the light will find they are able. It enlightens everyone. But the singularity that God wanted to bring about was not a forcing of people into the kingdom. The singularity that God wants to take place is in each individual human heart. God did not choose to move all of humanity from zero to one, to force all of humanity from darkness to light. God came into the world that each human being might see the light, that you might see the light. The problem with such an approach is that some hearts will choose the darkness. The world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. His own. The people that he had taken down a middle way over long centuries, his own, did not receive him. They wanted the next step in that middle way, not the singularity. They wanted him to put the new wine in old wineskins. Don't make us pick up new wineskins. But this is the singularity of God. This is the basket to put all of your eggs in. To those who do receive him, who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. We can't middle way ourselves to divinity. We can't incrementally improve ourselves and make ourselves a source of light. That would be like the moon all of a sudden glowing of itself. The moon gets its light from the sun. And we, if we are to shine, get our life, our light from the sun. We must be born, or I should say, born again, not of blood or the will of the flesh or of the will of man. We must be born again of God, the One, the Christ, has come to you today. God has offered himself to you today. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth. Do our hearts receive him? Are we willing to go through our singularity? No longer children of the darkness, but children of the day. It's worth it. Christ is the basket to put your very soul in. But the light comes to you. I just bear witness about it. Your soul must receive it. And if it has, know again the grace and truth of today, the grace and truth of Christmas Day. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. Amen.